Welcome back in High School Hysteria. Time now to take a look at our HSS game of the week. It took place on the soccer pitch. Two teams that have battled in the postseason the last couple of years. And, well, number three might be on the horizon. But with a regular season tilt this week on Wednesday night, Somerset Canyon's American Heritage, a 2-2 draw. And joining us now, the head coach of Somerset Canyon, Eric DeSouza. This matchup, this team, American Heritage, 2 years in a row, ended your season, and now a battle like last night. What is it about these two programs, the Battle of Delray and Boynton, that when you guys take the pitch, it's a tight one?
This sir, again, thank you for having me on. It's a rivalry, and it's the best kind because, you know, we respect each other at programs so much off the pitch. But when it's time to battle, we bring our axes. It's definitely a show every time. And it's so cool, even after last night's tie, we both were going at it, but the players came up to me after the game and said, "Coach, I just appreciate the game you give us, the battle you give us every year." So it's exciting, and it started with us kind of being the underdogs and them not really expecting us to make it to the championship 2 years ago. We gave them a run for their money, and then again last year we met in the semis. Our seating wasn't where we wanted to be, which is why we met them in the semis, and it went to a double overtime game that was just a nail biter. And again, we took that to the teeth. But this year we got home field advantage for the final. So I'm excited. We're going to actually have our home field advantage because for the last 3 years, they've had the semis and the finals at their home turf. So this year we've been working hard to get that first seed to eventually see them again for another great battle.
What does it do for your program as a whole in terms of growing a program to have tough competition like that where you don't get the result you're looking for, you know, the last couple of years, but what does it do for program growth?
Oh, it's astronomical. It's everything we want to do. It's established it my first year here. I told the boys, look, you know, this is going to be tough. We're going to play these tough teams, but I need you to know what we're going to face and what we want to accomplish eventually. It's that long-term goal, but the way you accomplish those long-term goals are short-term goals and building the program, you know, not worried about winning games all the time, but accomplishing those short-term goals defensively and then eventually working into the offense so all the pieces can come together. So the program has grown exponentially in the last 4 years, and I think we're making a statement now.
Talking here, Somerset Canyon boys soccer head coach Eric DeSouza coming off the 2-2 draw with American Heritage. When you look at this season, you mentioned having home field in the district playoffs. How important will that be for your squad?
Oh, you know what? I think it's going to be everything because, you know, we got some great pride at our school. And even the last 2 years where we went to their turf, we had a lot of supporters coming with us and really, you know, helping us with the fact that we could have it this year, get even some more people here, get the excitement going. We got some posters already made up and everything. So it's going to give us hopefully that edge. You know, my players play off that momentum and they can feel the heart. And that's one of the philosophies we have our team. You know, one team, one field, one ball, one heart, one goal. And the heart that's brought by our school as one can give us that push, hopefully, that we need throughout the game.
How much does winning help with the growth of the program in general when it comes to Somerset Canyon? You guys have a football stadium now right there on campus, which is big. How much does winning help with the building of school spirit?
Well, of course. I mean, it gets people excited. And it gets people excited. And the sports at this school have been growing all around between our volleyball program that I helped with as well. Coach Gonzo, it was his first year here, and it's the pride. And my first year here, the school didn't really have the pride. And Coach Mike Firestein that brought me here, that was one thing he wanted me to. He wanted the middle schoolers to want to stay here for high school because of the sport programs and the pride that we have. And even after 1-2 years, it's been taken off. And winning is a product. You know, it's a product of hard work. And so when the work's, you know, done behind closed doors and then the product comes where the wins come, that's what gets people excited. People want to come to games. We had a couple football players that came to the game for the first time last night. And they were like, whoa, I didn't know soccer was this tough. You know, this is tough. This is cool. So it's about us supporting each other as sports programs. And then that gets the whole school excited.
The Somerset Canyon's program of the year, you've allowed 11 goals as part of a 9-3-1 season so far. How proud does that make you as a coach? The goals might get the highlights, but to have that tough-nosed defense, how proud does that make you as a coach?
Well, that is number one. And the first year I was here, I told them that you have to get my defense first. I'm a defensive-first coach, and I told them all, you know, I'd rather win a game 1-0 than win a game 5-4. I mean, it's the foundation of what our program is built by, and a lot of those, even those 11 goals, I think more than half of them have come from set plays, whether they're penalties or free kicks. We've only scored, I think, maybe 4 goals in open play, which is something I'm proud of as well. But you know, even those I got written on my wall about what we did wrong and how we can fix it the next time. So, but yeah, it's a huge thing. My boys know that, especially on home turf. I want it to be a staple of our program where other schools are like, oh, you're going to Canyons? Good luck scoring. That's one of my goals from when I first day one came in here. I wanted that to be a stigma. And I think especially over the last 2 years, we've really accomplished that.
Somerset Canyon boys soccer head coach Eric DeSouza joining us here. A couple games left in the regular season. When you talk about these last couple of years, it's been chaotic for a lot of people. From a soccer standpoint, what's it been like for the kids where, you know, you had a year cut short 2 years ago. Last year was just weird. You didn't know what you're playing. It seems semi-normal this year, knock on wood. What's that been like for dealing with it with the kids?
Well, it's been a roller coaster. I mean, even last year coming back from obviously the pandemic, last year we didn't have a home field the entire year because our new, beautiful new stadium was being built. So every game we had last year was an away game. And every practice we had last year was down the street on a local field. And that made our practices have to be even shorter because we had to travel to make it to those fields. It was tough. Last year was tough, but I think it built the character of this program, even through adversity. You know, that's how a character is built. And I think the boys have came together and it's like I said, built our program to be even stronger. But yeah, the challenges continue to arise. Even last night, we were missing our starting striker to a COVID encounter. Which he tested negative, but again, we got to be as careful as we need to be. We got senior night next week, and you know, for those seniors, we want to make sure everyone's there. So even that tough match we had last night, a starting striker we had to keep at home. So it's a battle. It's tough to you know, choose these hard decisions about you got to make with all the challenges and things that we face. But again, we grow stronger every day.
The regular season is all but done. A couple games left. Postseason play will be here in no time. What do you still work on these next couple weeks to prepare for the postseason?
Well, our rival last night that we most likely see in the championship, they gave us a couple things to think about. But to be fair, the few things that we knew we wanted to work on to defend and to attack them, we did it to a T. We executed the certain, I don't want to give away too much, but we executed the certain things that we had written in the classroom session. Everything I asked of them, they did. But the one warning I gave them about even for 1 second losing focus and falling asleep, which we did on a goalie's punt yesterday, these kind of teams will punish you. And that's, again, we hope to face the best. And when you play the best, those simple mistakes, you will get punished for. So I got a couple, I've had a whole day and night of taking notes on the film from last night. So we got a couple new training session plans that we're gonna get ready for that championship. But again, first we have to take on the semifinal, which at the moment looks to be Dreyfus. That'll be in Jensen Beach, and then our championship final will be on our home. So it's gonna be every training session matters, and these boys know it, and I keep them accountable for it. Their captains keep them accountable for it, and you know, I really got a great group that shows up every day with a purpose and with a passion. So hopefully if we take care of what we need to take care of, everything else falls in place.
The district playoffs will be here in no time. Somerset Canyon 9-3-1 in the season, coming off that 2-2 draw with American Heritage. Coach, congrats on the season so far. Best of luck the rest of the way. Look forward to watching it from afar.
Thank you so much. I love you guys. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I appreciate you having me on.
Great stuff there from Coach DeSouza, as that big tie between American Heritage and Somerset Canyons this week was our HSS Game of the Week. HSS, number one in the world for orthopedics, according to Newsweek. Now in Florida, they're accepting virtual and in-person appointments in West Palm Beach and Wellington. Make sure to check them out at hss.edu. Also, that game between Somerset and American Heritage, it also gave us our Land Rover Player of the Week. And this week, it's Somerset Academy's Isaac Londano. The senior is a center for the Cougars varsity boys soccer team. He recorded 11 aerial duels, won 8 tackles, 3 shots on target, and completed 87% of his passes in that big tie with American Heritage. Congrats, Isaac, on being selected as the Land Rover Palm Beach Player of the Week. Tune in next week to find out who's chosen. And remember, when it comes to Land Rover Palm Beach, excellence is Land Rover Palm Beach. Local family-owned and operated GM Matt Atkins has been there for 30 years. They know the product. They know the brand. You'll be taken care of because you deserve excellence. Let them go above and beyond for you at Land Rover Palm Beach and LandRoverPalmBeach.com. Land Rover, above and beyond. Well, that's it. High school hysteria in the books. Thank you so much to all the coaches for joining us, to the Cardinal Newman Athletic Department, and all of you for joining in and listening to this week's edition of High School Hysteria. Thanks to Cyrus for running things and keeping us afloat. We'll be back same time, same place next week. Make sure to tune in to ESPN 106.3, 7:30 pregame. Cardinal Newman alum John Collins and the Hawks take on the Miami Heat. And then all weekend long, the NFL playoffs come your way right here on ESPN 106.3. We will have every single game of Super Wild Card Weekend. And that includes plenty of Palm Beach County and Treasure Coast flavor. Of the 14 teams in the postseason, 10 of them will have players from the area on their roster. 5 former members of the top 63, 18 total players from Palm Beach County and the Treasure Coast looking to bring home a Lombardi trophy. We'll talk to you next week. This has been High School Hysteria on ESPN 106.3.